Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Well, let's go.
Okay, go.
Your very first words, really get right in and bang them out, okay?
All aboard the night train. Night train. Night train.
Excited.
Yeah.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's just gone 9 o'clock. I'm all the flat there. I don't know what to do because I've not got my headphones on.
Oh, you've got your spares.
Yeah, this is
throwing you off.
Massively.
Okay, so I'll just say it's the night train.
Thank you.
Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Every Sunday, 9 PM. Right here, Sheffield Live. Sheffieldlive.org.
Yep.
For the hot streams. Tune-in radio app.
If you can get it to work on your smart speaker.
Yeah, your smart speaker might reject it. We've heard some evidence.
Yes, so if you are tuned in, let us know. Give us a signal, as David Rodigan says. Thanks to Andy for the last 2 hours of Weekend Breaks and Angry Kittens. Yes, so here we are.
Post-birthday come down.
Yes, shout out to everyone who's enjoyed last week's show. Available most places you get your podcasts and Mixcloud.com. Just go to thenighttrain.co.uk to enjoy 2 hours of hits and one not so much of a hit. So this week,
we back to normal?
Normal-ish.
Yeah.
We kicked off with Them Changes by Buddy Miles from the 1971 album with the same name. And that's one that we heard in the warm-up set, I guess it was, the warm-up playlist.
Yeah, playlist, I guess, yeah. Precursor.
To the Goat gig that we went to last week.
It's kind of in between the warm-up band and Goat coming on.
I've forgotten there was a warm-up band.
Yeah.
Oh, I've completely forgotten that. They were good as well.
Made of Ale.
Is that who it was?
That's what they were called, yeah.
Yes, so this week, throughout the show, we've got things we've Shazammed at, at shows we've been to.
Or just songs we heard. Like that one, you didn't need to Shazam it. You knew
that one. I knew exactly what that one was. I was adamant that it lasted longer than 3 minutes, but we got in touch with Rocket Recordings, because I say we, me, because I was bored at work. And it's like, there's a few that we didn't know what they were.
Shazam wasn't picking them up.
So we asked them, do they know what it was? And they got in touch with the sound man, who then sent us the playlist. So we've got all of the knowledge. And indeed, it was only 3 minutes 21 seconds, which, yeah, I could have sworn it was like 10 minutes.
But there was some 10-minute songs
from
that playlist coming up right now.
Okay, so kick back, relax.
Yeah, and this is some Willie Munyabore. Good day.
We'll be right back. Until it Who you are gonna blame but yourself? Mother dear, please bend that child for me small. Don't wait until he's too large. She bears. We suffer from too much ruthless blood. Bend the child from his mother. Don't wait until he's too loud.
welcome back, listeners.
Yeah.
First set done and dusted.
Yeah, somewhat inspired by that goat warm-up playlist.
Yes, we will put a link to that in the show notes. Sorry, the show is the Night Train here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. The two of us. It's been a long weekend. So what did we do? Just rattle through what we heard?
Yeah, so started out with William Onyebo, Body and Soul from 1980. On the album of the same name, more readily available on the Bop compilation. Who is William Onyebo? Get that if you haven't got it. Bunch of stuff like that and more from the slightly bizarre Nigerian
it's
music guy.
Kind of bizarre. So that one was Trying to Be Shazam by somebody nearest in the crowd.
Loving that.
We've posted a picture. There is one picture up on our Instagram, which
is just waving his phone around.
Radio Night Train.
Desperate.
Yeah, it was a 10-minute, and his arm just kept getting higher and higher.
It's annoying because it was a bit close. You'd be able to reach over and just tell him what it was.
Yeah, be like, oh yeah, this is a.
Yeah, but you know, I was trying to Shazam songs in there that I couldn't hear. Say, I'll come in up later.
Yes. After that, we had The Meters, some classic New Orleans funk from '69, produced by Alan Toussaint, who died. 9 years ago today.
Yes, when we did the show, wasn't it?
Yeah, so
first
we did
tribute.
We did three Alan Toussaint tribute shows, delved into the archives for those, uploaded them clean, didn't we, without our waffle.
I'm pretty sure it's pure gold.
Yeah, 6 hours of Alan Toussaint productions, performances, samples and stuff. Then we had Amelie Moody and the Dandemite with Bend the Tree. That was from the playlist from possibly the weirdest gig we've ever been to. Brian Jonestown Massacre won last year. Go back into show 306 to hear a more detailed battle report from that one. That was from that playlist. We could wax lyrical about how weird that gig was, but just go back and listen to that show and hear it. I think I saw they might be touring again. If they are coming to a town near you, go and watch them. But I don't know,
with low expectations.
Yes, the music when they play it is good. Eventually,
yes.
Then after that was from 1967, The Equals with Police on My Back, from their second album Explosion. That was from the Godspeed warm up playlist.
Oh, nice.
That was a gig we went to 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I've got one from that playlist as well.
Have you?
Yeah.
And then we finished up with
Go Themselves,
one from the actual show. Did they play that one?
They did, Under No Nation. That was taken from their Levitations Sessions live album, which came out sort of back end of last year, so yeah, around about a year ago.
Is that still on the YouTubes?
Yeah, the full show's still up on the YouTubes, free to watch, so yeah, check that out. That gives you a taste of what they're like. I mean, their albums are fairly live sounding as it is. They don't sound a lot different live. Apart from what's the song which's got like the flute riff in? Is it Let It Burn?
Yes.
Or Queen of the Underground? One of those has got a flute riff in the main part, and they didn't do it live. Three girls next to me were all singing stroke whistling the flute riff, which was great. Also, shout out to the guy in front of me with the ponytail, swishing me in the face.
See,
pretty full on. He was quite small, quite a lot shorter than me, but he was giving it some. His head was going around, and it was quite long ponytail, probably like down not middle of the back, but yeah, it's pretty long.
That is quite long.
Yeah, it was swishing around a lot, kept catching me in the face.
That's why I had to move, because we were quite near the front, weren't we?
Yeah, it was pretty packed in.
Yeah, and I just kept losing myself with William Onyebo, Meters and whatnot, and then I was just becoming acutely aware that I'd had my eyes closed for a while, and then I thought, oh no, I'm probably like really close to kind of a couple. Some guys, someone's bought them, like taking them on a date, and
there's a sweating guy just stood with his eyes closed right next to you.
Yeah, he's like, oh, this guy in his mid-40s. It's like, so it's a combination of that, and then also I kept thinking about work, so I was like, oh, I don't need to be in this. That's why I went to the back. I was trying to find the guy that we saw in the queue on the way in, who was taking him. He'd never heard of Goat, had he?
No, but he looked like he was dressed for the Goat gig.
Yeah, we'll try and dig out a picture and put it on Blue Sky.
And then he was sort of surprised when he couldn't take in his glass bottle of rum into the venue.
What?
Hip flask. So they just went, oh, we'll just drink it now. And the woman was going, I don't think that's a good idea. And it just chugged the bottle down.
just remember him,
so rough.
At one point he was going, so are they like shoegaze? And his mate's like, well, not really. Ah, do I know any songs? No, probably not.
Yeah, I've got to say, good shout-outs to the pub we went into before and after.
Yes.
The one before?
Salisbury.
Right, yeah. Interesting jukebox in there.
Yeah, it's got the video jukebox, but it's only rock, really, like guitar-based. Yeah.
So we put a few hits on. Yeah. We were in there a while. We didn't get to hear any of them, so who knows how long the queue was. The guy after us stepped up. I don't know how many credits he was pumping in.
I think he got 17.
But he put, was it nine?
Nine Rush songs.
In a row. And then like a bunch of Queen songs.
Yeah, and then finished up with, I think, seven or eight Iron Maiden ones.
So he's putting like over an hour's worth of tunes. Hours hadn't even come on.
Yeah.
Tremendous. He's probably still waiting.
Yes, quite possibly. Right, back to the music now. The instrumentals died.
It's gonna be a mad thing when me get. It's gonna be a mad thing when me get. Active and shell of us. Sound like the military led a verse. Rhythm, you know I got hell of us. It's gonna be a mad thing when me get. Active and shell of us. Sound like the military led a verse. Rhythm, you know I got hell of us.
Yo, we love that. Pull up that. Pull up that. Run that again, road boy. Pull up that. Pull up that. Run that again, road boy.
Ting when me get active, I shall have us. Sound like the military let a burst. Rhythm, you never got hella,
isn't it?
You know my ting, good boy. Don't swim, no, they're gonna get out of and try. No, that's part of the plan. Original Dan, there's only one Mr. Sandman. Fumble, pop them and late, and some can't understand how to say fine and slang. Wanna follow and be like man. Followers pay through, won't ever land. Let me run down the pitch called Fireman Sam. You know my steed, burn down the rhythm, be a feed. And I send it for the very good, very good. Damn woods, where they set the mind free. It's a must during times like these. Be a technique, night boot them and level. That's something that you're never gonna see. I stand up on a stage show at 3 o'clock. Everything burnt down by 5 past 3. Lightning. I saw me say the levels on a hype thing. The rebels them are getting excited. I saw me like it, no compromising. The boy them said they wanna stop man fighting. Rise up the levels on a hype thing. The rebels them are getting excited. I saw me like it, no compromising. The boy them said they wanna stop man. Mad thing when me get active, I shall have us. Sound like the military led a verse. With him, you know I got hell of us.
Yo, we love
this gonna be a mad thing when me get active, I shall have us. Sound like the military led a verse. With him, you know I got hell of us.
Yo, we love that. Pull up that. Pull up that. Run that again, road boy. Pull up that. Pull up that. Run that again, road boy.
Ting when me get active, I shall have us. Sound like the military let a burst. Rhythm, you never got hell,
isn't it?
You know my ting, good boy. Yo, and I ain't done yet. Heaven let a burst, every cough, cough, cough. Table stop turning when everything says. When I'm putting in work, when I ramp, when I bend. With a deep mic check, microphone ready when I step, man, slap when your DJ set. We do it with intent, every verse has got to connect. I'm gonna run out of bars and fled. That's never been said, nah, goes ever slightly. Cover time and I fall, that's how you expect. 16 be a neck like needle inject. Some wife remove when man, I make step. Any kind of event, that's money we'll spend. It's gonna be a mad thing not to forget. Give 100%, don't shoot any friends. Everything I get, but I do the rain, nah, left. Lightning. When me get active, I shall have us. Sound like the military let a burst. With him, you know I got hell of us.
Yo, we love
it's gonna be a mad thing when me get active, I shall have us. Sound like the military let a burst. With him, you know I got hell of us.
Yo, we love that. Pull up that. Pull up that. Run that again, road boy. Pull up that. Pull up that. Run that again, road boy.
When me get active, I shall have us. Sound like the military let a burst. Rhythm, you never got hell of us.
Isn't it?
You know my thing, rude boy.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David. And I'm right here on Sheffield Live.
9 to 5. We have to set up with bank account meetings.
Carbon hectic.
Send it out to all the 9 to 5 working crew. You know the coup. Work hard for the money.
Left in the dance on the carbon
hectic. Take the train, train.
Welcome back.
Yes, the night train, steady rock until 10. That was a
tough set.
It was. I don't know, I feel like we've turned a corner. We don't usually play much. Yes, we don't usually play a lot of dance music.
We don't,
smatterings here and there. But yeah, this week, We're playing stuff that we've shazammed, is what we're going to call the show, maybe?
Yeah, or stuff we heard on and nights out. We've been to a few things recently.
Yes.
So ticked off a couple in that set there.
Yep, kicked off the first one I heard, Disclosure at Warehouse Project a couple of weeks ago. Shout out to Long Suffering Alma. Endured that with me.
Endured.
Yes. Not hanging out with me, although some would say it was. They weren't on stage till 2. And it was a Friday night, but already been to work. Extremely tired. That one was Sammy Virgi with Flo Dan, Shellaverse.
I think banger.
Yep, one from this year. Then another one we heard after that was Pearson Sound with Hornet, the EP released this year, Which Way Is Up, released in June on Hessel Audio. It says, that's a tune as much inspired by 80s Miami as the 10s London, which I can thoroughly understand. Quick note on that, having to wait around till 2 o'clock. I forgot how much fun it is to talk to people who are extremely high in the dance. It's like one guy, I blew his mind because my little bag has got an OC's patch on. And he was like, "Hi, mate, is that customised?" I'm like, "What? No." He's like, "Did you stitch it on yourself?" And I was like, "Well, it's just a patch." He's like, "Oh, it's amazing." And then he called his mate over. And there's someone else who was telling me he was there with 10 of his friends and they all know each other from secondary school. But it took him about 3 attempts to say secondary school. He just kept running, like taking a run up at it, and then he couldn't talk properly.
Right.
It was really enjoying. The other bit was like people going, "Oh, where are you from?" And I'd be like, "Ipswich." And they're like, "What? That's like miles away." Like, "Well, I know, I live in Sheffield." "Oh, right, that, you don't sound like you're from Sheffield." So that was 2 from Disclosure at Warehouse Project.
Then you heard Special Request, Tectic. That was a Soul Mass Transit System VIP taken from... what week did we go to that? It's all a blur to me now. It's a few Saturdays ago.
Start of... It's like mid-October. 17th,
yeah, it was Fortet again at Warehouse. But that was the one where he just DJed for 8 hours on his own. No other rooms, no other music. Just Fortet for 8 hours.
I still need answers about when he went to the toilet, what he did.
Also, because the booth was sort of surrounded... It looked like there was a path out of there.
No, there's no easy way to get there. And the VIP section was everybody crammed in behind him.
Yeah.
So it's not like he could have just done the classic bucket under the decks.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, people do.
Yeah, that's old school.
Yeah. Did you even see him DJing? Or did you didn't see him, like, in person?
So it took a while.
Yes.
I think it was a long time before any I sort of could see, and the lights went up. Or sort of, I was like, "Oh yeah, he is there. It's not just someone."
I think it was somebody else I saw online said, "Oh no, I didn't see him, but I saw him through some person in front of me was taking a picture, and I saw him on the screen." It's like, oh, I guess that does work. But then we had one more after that was Dillinger with Deadly Ceremonies from 1994, the Pinnacle of Jungle. One day I'll do that mix. It won't include that one because that's yours for a starting price, £105 for a VG Plus. But it is a killer twin spin because on the other side it's got, I can't remember the name of it, but another decent tune that we've actually played on the show.
Another Dillinger tune.
Yes, Sovereign Melody, which is also pretty good, but still... I've got no business spending £100 plus.
Yeah, don't tell anyone. Who played that one?
That was Floating Points.
Oh.
He played that on the warm-up set. A couple of people on before Disclosure. He played that out of some absolutely bonkers Japanese tune, which is... I don't even know how to describe it. I'll have to put a link to it because I don't think it's on any streamers, but it might have a YouTube rip of it or something. But it was... nuts. Some guy walked past me and tapped me on the shoulder and was like, "He's lost the plot, mate. What is this?" And then just walked off shaking his head.
I admire his stones for going to play something that wild to such a big room.
But it worked because it, like, it's going to get nerdy here, but it, like, bridged the gap in BPM because he was playing, like, okay, I don't know, 130-ish, something like that.
To work up to Dillinger.
Yes. Okay, one more tune for this, I don't know, half of the hour?
Yeah, so send this next one out to Clinkin and Isabel, Locked in Healy. I'm going to play some Prince Jammy with Walk From Gang War.